Hi, this is PopcornFair28, and this is a podfic of Baby Brother, which is part of my Perry the Teenage Spy collection. Summary. In the year 2000, Perry's little brother, Ferb, is born on Leap Day. Beginning notes. Hurriedly wrote this in an hour, lol. Had to get this year while it still made sense. I saw somewhere that Ferb is apparently supposed to be born in 1996, but for my timeline, I'm sticking him in 2000. End of beginning notes. On February 29th, 2000, it was an overcast day in London, England, and nearly seven-year-old Perry Fletcher was waiting anxiously in his grandpa and grandma Fletcher's cottage. His parents had left him there as his mother was in labor with his baby brother, which was exactly why he was waiting anxiously. He was pretty sure that grandpa and grandma were also anxious, but perhaps they were better at masking it. Apparently it was Leap Day, which happened only once every 4 years. Perry didn't entirely understand it, but when he asked Grandpa if that meant that his baby brother would only be able to have his birthday every 4 years, he had assured him that his brother would have a birthday every year, it just wouldn't always be on Leap Day. Perry was glad that his baby brother would have a birthday every year. It was after lunch, the Perry's waiting would be over, though he didn't realize it. He was distracted playing with Grandpa when the phone rang and Grandma answered it. She muttered into it rather indiscernibly to Perry, but eventually she turned back towards them. "Percifer!" she called for him by his full first name, holding out the phone for him. "Somebody wants to talk to you!" He hurried over and picked it up, saying, "Hello?" "Hey, Perry." It was Dad on the line. "Guess what? You're a big brother now, to a baby boy named Franklin. Now, are you ready to come see him with Grandpa and Grandma?" "Yes!" Perry exclaimed excitedly into the phone. "Yes, I'm ready to come see him." "Not until you've got your coat, lad." Grandpa came up to him then, holding out his hand for Perry to place the phone, which he did. Instantly, Perry ran over to get his coat and got it on him in record speed, which for some reason had his grandparents chuckling. Perry didn't dwell on it too long, as soon they were all in the car headed over to the hospital. Grandpa told one of his funny stories, so the drive didn't seem very long to Perry. When they got to the room where Mom and Dad were, Perry immediately rushed in and spotted the baby in Mom's arms as she sat on a bed.
"Whoa, bud!"
Dad ruffled his hair.
"This is your brother Franklin. Do you want to hold him?"
Perry nodded, enraptured with the sight of his baby brother. With a free hand, Mom patted on the bed beside her, which Perry climbed onto. She guided him to hold the baby in his lap, and she kept her hands close. He was, well, not exactly pretty right now, but Perry had seen babies before, so he figured that would change. Still, he was so little and fragile, so precious. Perry could barely believe he was a big brother now.
"Do you think his hair will be like mine?" Perry asked them.
"We'll see," Dad replied. "It might be like mine instead."
"So, Perry, what do you think of your little brother?" Mom asked. Perry stared back down at the baby and considered the question thoughtfully.
"I think we should call him Ferb." End of story. End notes.
Since the man that Ferb was named after is actually named Franklin, I decided to use that for his name. Yes, yes, I know. Technically in canon, according to Dan Poppenmeyer, his name is Ferb's, but it's my AU and I can do what I want. I was wandering around in a cemetery a few months ago, and I came across quite a few names that were interesting, to say the least. A couple of these were ones that I thought I might be able to use for Perry. Percifer and Percetus? I wanted him to have a different name from other human Perrys, but he's still got to have a first name that goes along with the vibes of Bartholomew. Ultimately, I decided Percifer because it sounds like persevere, which I thought fit Perry. The end.